Oh, I can't listen to it.
What's up, guys, and welcome to the first episode of this podcast. I'm Riley, and we're here with Dakota.
Hey.
Jordan.
Hello.
Annika.
Hey.
And Anna.
Hi.
Today, we're going to be talking about the similarities of the movie WALL-E and the wilderness present state. Before we start to talk about that, though, we should describe WALL-E to the people who have not seen WALL-E, which is a shame if you haven't, but
if you've never seen WALL-E, then let me recap it for you. It's a Pixar movie about humans and how they became lazy to the point where all mankind had to leave Earth and live in space. The planet is polluted to the point where it's almost unrecognizable. The humans left behind many robots to clean up the planet after the humans left.
WALL-E, the main character, ends up on the Axiom, the cruise ship occupied by humans. They are fat and lazy and oblivious to their surroundings. All manual labor is taken care of by robots, leaving humans helpless and glued to their screens.
Humans in America are very lazy and are some of the most obese people in the world. More than 1 in 3 American adults are obese, and more than 1 in 10 humans are obese globally.
That's a lot. I mean, I don't see how people can just be
Americans
obese. I know, but like, you think that after a certain point, you'd realize and start like working out or seek help or something. But
for sure.
Not very many people do. So,
also in 2008, the annual medical cost for obesity was estimated to be $147 billion.
Could some of this obesity be the result of our dependence on technology, like the humans in the movie?
The humans on the Axiom were overly dependent on robotic assistance. They were fed and bathed by robots, and instead of walking, were carted around by floating chairs. This led to the dehumanization of the people on the Axiom.
However, this laziness happened way before the humans' time on the Axiom. The Earth's polluted state was caused by the humans' negligence.
I can see it now. People these days are pretty lazy, and I can see it in the future. People having everything done for them by robots, like doing simple jobs too, just like feeding the dog, opening, taking out trash, opening doors for them. Soon, it'll be like that, and they'll just be pushed around in wheelchairs by robots.
Agreed.
Thank you. Show.
Mankind left the polluted and destroyed planet on a cruise that was intended to only last about 5 years. Instead, the cruise dragged on to add up to about 700 years, due to the fact that humans were too oblivious to their surroundings to realize how long they were actually away.
I just don't get how you just go for a five-year cruise, turns into 500.
700.
Right. Correct. I was testing you guys on your movie knowledge.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
our society is still becoming more reliant on technology. Over 3.8 billion people use the internet today, which is 40% of the world's population. As technology becomes more widespread, it also is becoming a bigger part of our workforce. According to Orleans Marketing Group, 47% of jobs will disappear in the next 25 years, as robots will replace 5 million workers by 2020.
2020, that's next year. I mean, it's kind of scary. I mean, have you seen like the videos of like the factories and the robots doing like all the work of humans? Is it just going to be like that for like all jobs? Is this going to happen?
Crazy.
Robots
can definitely take over.
Yeah, like all the movies, it's going to happen. Robots are going to take over.
They're just going to be like cashiers, bank tellers, bus drivers, phone operators, everything.
That'd be whack. Phone operator robots.
Okay.
If we stay at this pace, we'll end up just like the humans in WALL-E. But just like the movie, we do have hope. In the end of WALL-E, the humans rebel against the robots and return to Earth.
If we take the time to embrace it without technology, we can avoid the humans' fate in the WALL-E.
Well, what are we embracing, Dakota? You're kind of vague on that sentence.
We embrace life without technology.
Okay, that makes sense. You're a little lost me there for a minute.
There are also many things we can do to prevent these events from actually happening in our world.
What are ways we can prevent these?
We could use recyclable substances or renewable energy sources.
Another way is to use less plastic.
How will using less plastic help
us? Using less plastic will help because it is harmful to the environment, and using less will make it less harmful.
How will using less plastic make it less harmful? Wouldn't plastic just still be as harmful as it was? There just wouldn't be as much of it?
It could prevent littering and
pollution.
And melting and stuff.
Yeah, littering's a big problem.
According to the UN Environment, half of all plastic is designed for single use, and about 60% of plastic made from the 1950s to now is in a landfill or natural environment.
60%, that's quite a lot. Mm-hmm. And natural environment, that's kind of scary that there's some, you know, being littered, thrown at windows when you're driving or something, and it's just out there because it's not very good for the environment.
But that's only one thing that can make this all a reality. Like I said before, there are countless possibilities. And a huge problem is too much time on technology.
There are countless other options, like go outside, read a book, and paint a picture.
Yeah, I agree. People these days spend way too much time on their phones and computers and not enough time interacting with the real world or socializing or doing any of the good stuff, just all technology.
Well, I've genuinely never read a book for fun or even drawn or painted.
But you have gone outside for fun, though, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay, yes, I have. Good, because pretty whack if you don't go outside for fun. I mean,
you can also stay off technology and just have fun without it.
Like by going outside, like we said before. It's pretty good. So if we don't want to end up like the people in WALL-E, we need to cut down on our pollution and cut down our use of technology, or soon we're going to be fighting robots off planet Earth.
Definitely
and
agree.
Really don't want that to happen.
That's great.
Definitely. So, what have we learned today, people? Come on. Make
sure
you guys
spend less time on technology. Robots are evil.
Robots are evil? Well, not all robots.
Definitely watch the pollution.
Watch pollution. How are like ways that you guys are going to help watch pollution?
Throw away trash.
Throw away trash.
Recycle.
Don't litter. That's a good one. And how are you guys going to cut down your technology usage?
Go outside more.
Read a book. Yeah. Feel like
still won't read a book.
Play a still won't read a book.
Play a board game.
Yeah, you know, just hang out with friends, you know, do something good. But Jordan, you probably should read a book one day. Probably be good. I mean,
I'll probably look into that.
You look into it
later in my life.
Paint a picture. That's pretty good. Or paint a picture. Draw. You've never drawn for fun. I find that kind of hard to believe. Not even when you're like in kindergarten and just like.
Oh, in school, yeah.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't for fun.
You started doodling on your paper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Really got me there.
Okay. So. But, yeah. No, not. Okay. But what do you think that some technology though can help us though? Just if we don't have a huge dependence on it.
Overuse it.
Well, yeah, like because it's like some of the jobs that I see him doing, they're very helpful, and like we need robots. Like bomb squads use them, so you know they don't have to risk human lives. They don't have to. I've seen factory workers use them in like really heavy lifting jobs. I mean, some technology is good. They don't, so we don't are not putting humans at risk or hurting humans, and pretty good. So this has been the first ever episode of this podcast, and we'll see you next one maybe.
Oh my god!
See ya. See ya. Time.
Bye.
Come on, guys.
Bye.
Adios.
Okay. See ya.